Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whenever you see this broadcast, babe, I know, but I found the spot. If you know me, you know I'm good for waking up early in the morning, and wherever I am, I try to find a spot. And as I was driving, my wife put a comment in one of our posts, recovering all. And so when I got into the vehicle and I was driving and I started looking at these mountains and I started looking at the surroundings and I started thinking about my children, I started thinking about what God has really allowed me to recover. Not only just, my life, but my family, my marriage, my children, my destiny, my purpose. God is not in the business of not fulfilling his promise, and the things that he promised me, I didn't even have enough faith or belief in myself, even in that God would actually do it. And then I started living in it and started seeing the beauty of what God was doing. I just had this moment of realizing all God has allowed me to recover, just being able to recover all of the things that he promised me, and walking in this now, living in this now, has been truly breathtaking. As you can look at it's been breathtaking to think of. This is our fifth family vacation since God literally allowed us to recover all. This is our fifth family vacation, and our children are adults. And to get adult kids to get into the same place, if you have them, you know what I'm talking about. But we have been truly blessed that our children desire this. I didn't know. My God, I want to cry so bad. I didn't know how much God would do. I didn't know how he was going to do it. But I had to reflect yesterday, looking out here at this lake, looking at the mountains and saying, God, you did this. The very thing that I didn't even believe, the very thing that I didn't even have trust that you would actually do it. And not only are you doing it, but you're doing it exceedingly. You're doing it in abundance. You're doing it. I mean, there was times where the struggle was hard. The faith was very low, very low. Oh my God. And so as I sit back and I look at where you have literally brought me and my family from and together, I can't even thank you enough, God. I don't have enough thank yous in me to truly express how I feel right now. I'm so excited that today is the day that all of my kids are going to be here, and we have a full itinerary. I'm so excited just to be able to hear their voices, just to hear them, plates clinging and conversations happening with them. And it's going to be simply amazing. So if God has told you that you'll recover all, believe it. Believe it. There's a process that we go through to understand and being able to appreciate the small things. there was small things that were happening, you know, even with me and my wife's relationship, there were small things that started to happen because that foundation had to be strong enough. Our communication, our oneness, our unity, that stuff had to be strong enough that our children will be able to see examples of it. They saw examples of the brokenness. They saw examples of the addictions. They saw examples of all of that. And to be able to rebuild the relationship with them, recovering all, like recovering the relationship with each and every one of them, recovering the love with each and every one of them, man, I can't beat that. I mean, that I can't even put a price on that. And then you just look behind me. It's like, God, you allowing us to see places that I never thought I would ever be. Lake Tahoe, I hear it. I hear people talk about Lake Tahoe. I hear people say all of this stuff, but my kids desire to want to go to Lake Tahoe and us having the ability to actually do it. Y'all, listen. I know somebody's out there, God has told you that you're going to recover it all. All of the stuff that you thought you missed. All of the stuff that you thought that was being forfeited. Some stuff that was forfeited by your parents. You're going to recover it all. You're going to recover it all. God is going to introduce you to the abundance. He's going to introduce you to abundance, but he has to go. He has to put you through a place of maturity to where you can appreciate where you come from. Appreciate the hard work. Appreciate how to have it to go from one generation to another generation. I'm excited. I'm really and truly excited. Taking y'all on a journey with me. Yes. So I just wanted to encourage someone to let you know that if God has told you that you're going to recover it all, not just all, but there's a level of abundance that you're going to receive. There's some requirements that he's requiring of you in this moment. So just be prepared. Come on, y'all. Just be prepared. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself for the overflow. Prepare yourself for abundance. What does abundance look like to you? What does abundance feel like to you? You have to start experiencing. You start having to prepare yourself for it. What is my recover all? What did I miss? What did my parents miss? Start thinking about that. Don't just, see, I stopped thinking about it. I just stopped thinking about it because I never thought that I can have it. But when I started to see stuff happening, you know, that's not faith. You know, if I got to see it, you know, I got to see it before I see it. I got to be able to prepare. I had to prepare my mind, prepare my heart, prepare even for the bad things. You know, even when you're trying to recover all, sometimes things don't work out the way you want them to work out. Sometimes things don't work out the way you plan for them to work out because God has a different plan. And so I had to realize that. I had to understand that. And I couldn't get disappointed because the spirit of rejection, See, yep. We're going to break the spirit of rejection. See, the spirit of rejection, when you feel like the things that you've desired, the things that you've hoped for, the things that God has told you and that you don't see them instantly. You don't see them, you know, in a month's time or a year's time. Then you start feeling like God is rejecting you. God has forgotten about you, you know, but it's not. God is really and truly trying to work in you. He's trying to work through you. There's something that God is trying to deliver you from that'll give you the ability. Come on, y'all. It'll give you the ability to sustain the abundance. You can't just stay in your normal way and think that you're going to have the capacity to handle abundance. If you can only handle a half an acre, what in the world you think if God is showing you 100 acres, but your capacity is half an acre? Yeah, you got to get your mindset. You know what your mindset means? The mindset is the work that you have to put in to be able to manage 100 acres. We've been talking about a harvest and so understanding the harvest, understanding the work to get a harvest, understanding the labor that you have to put in to get it. This is not no 9 to 5. This is a 24/7. This is something that you have to do every day, all day. every day, all day. This is not a part-time job. Because if you want abundance, it's not a part-time job. You can't do this part-time and expect a harvest and expect something to be great, to expect something, to expect abundance. So I had to learn. I had to learn a work ethic. That's why it took me so long, because I had to learn a work ethic. Let me tell you something. There was a story that I had. God took me through, and it was I was doing yard maintenance, right? And I hated it. I hated. I hated getting out there mowing other people's yard. I hated pulling up weeds. I hated going every single day. But it was a friend of mine that was teaching me something. He was teaching me how to do what everything that I'm going to do. I have to do it with excellence, and that's God. And I wasn't seeing it that way. I was just seeing it as labor. And I didn't want to do labor because I didn't have a work ethic. And so God was teaching me through that situation a work ethic. Why? Because the whole experience was about abundance. He wanted for me to recover all. There wasn't just a little acre. There wasn't even a half an acre that he's wanting me to do. I'm out there mowing yards. And by the time I get done, I probably mowed and weed-eated and edged acres. Just acres and acres of stuff. So now I have an understanding of what acres and acres look like. I have an understanding of what the work is going to take. Then I lived in Kansas, and I was able to see what farmers do and how they do it and how they labor and how they work, how they till and how they did their work. I saw that. And God started bringing that back to my remembrance. If you're ready to recover all, Gerald, every experience that I've brought you into, you're going to have to be able to use. So now I'm in those experiences. Now I can appreciate those experiences a little bit differently. I understand now. I didn't understand when God had me in them. I understand what I'm doing now. I understand where I'm at now. I understand what I can pull on because it's already in me. So there's some things that God has been, you know, you don't want to do it. You feeling like that's beneath me, or that's something that I don't need to do. Why am I doing this? And you complaining about it. You know how if you start complaining, that's when you stay in it. But God is always thinking about the recover and all. He's still on the recover all. He's still, not only is he trying to give you all, but he's trying to give you abundance. He's trying to give you an overflow. He's not trying to give you just the minimum. But do you have a capacity? Do you have the work ethic? Do you have the consistency? Do you have the fervency? Do you have the passion? I had to learn this thing, and I had to learn this thing the hard way. And so now I'm able to look at the beauty of what God is doing and how God is doing it. And it's truly beautiful. So this is where I am. So I hope this thing here encourages someone. I really do. I hope this thing encouraged someone that you was about to just give up. You was complaining. You were in a bad place. And you were like, God, why am I doing all of this? Why am I laboring like this? Why do you have me doing this? Because he's trying to get you in the mindset of I'm recovering all. When you get ready to say, God, why? I want you to say, God, when you saying, God, why? I want you to say, okay, God, I know why. Because you're getting me to a place where we're getting ready to recover all. And not just all, but you're getting ready to introduce me to abundance. And I have to have the capacity and the work ethic and the heart posture to be able to handle it. You have to be a good steward. So I thank God for this opportunity. I thank God for the ability to have family vacations. And I speak family vacations over families being recovered, families being restored all over, not just mine, but I speak that over all families. Dysfunction gone, brokenness gone, separation gone. Father, restore, reset, reboot the household. Realign the households now in the name of Jesus. Father, you are not a respecter of persons, because if you did it for me, you'll do it for them. Father, I thank you that these marriages and these families, Father God, even the children, I thank you, Father God, for protecting the children from the traumas, Father God, of the past. I thank you, Father God, that you are the Jehovah Rapha, the God that heals. So, Father, I thank you for healing each and every child, Father God, from the trauma, the tragedies, Father God, that have happened in their lives, Father God, even the conversations that they heard from their parents, Father God, let it not influence hindrance or hinder, Father God, their ability to love, their ability, Father God, to understand relationships. Now, in the name of Jesus, we cancel the plot of the enemy to cause dysfunction, and we break generational curses of dysfunction. We bind generational curses of broken communication, broken love now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for unconditional love being established now in the name of in the household, now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you. Oh, Father, for removing the scales off of the eyes, Father God, that men and women, Father God, will see their destiny and purpose together, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that they will see, Father God, the children, Father God, the hope of the children, Father God, the faith of the children. The belief of the children now. Father, let them be good role models and good examples, Father God, of a godly men and godly women now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Father, I thank you. I thank you, Father, that you're introducing the household to abundance now. That they're recovering all. They're recovering everything that they've lost, the years that they've lost, the things that the cankerworm and the caterpillar have eaten up, Father God. You're bringing it back to them now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, let the seeds that they have sown now in the name of Jesus, Father God, bring forth an abundance of harvest now in the name of Jesus. Years of happiness, years of joy, years of harmony, years of unity now in the name of Jesus, Father. Oh, we thank you, Father, that they're operating in an era, Father God, of unity and oneness now in the name of Jesus. Father God, bring forth the light, Father God, bring forth a newness, Father God. I thank you that brand new, better, new. Everything is better. Everything is new. Father God, that they're recovering the new stuff, Father God. They're recovering, Father God, the things that have been better now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that everything that you're doing, Father, that is moving forward now in the name of Jesus, Father God, is coming forth now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord, remove the spirit of rejection and abandonment. Remove the spirit of suffering now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I bind death, hell, and the grave. I bind the spirit of Molech, premature death, killing marriages off early. Now in the name of Jesus, stopping marriages from, I bind the spirit of rested development, Father God, that the marriages and the relationship is not growing now. In the name of Jesus, I speak growth, Father God. I speak growth, Father God, like never before, Father God. In season and out of season, they're constantly growing now. In the name of Jesus, they're growing. They're studying each other, Father God. I thank you that they're good role models to the children, good role models, Father God, even to their siblings, good role models, even to their parents now. In the name of Jesus, showing their parents what it was supposed to look like. Now, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for breaking forth and breaking out now in the household, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for a refreshing coming over the house, refreshing coming over the families, refreshing coming over, Father God, even the family gatherings now, Father, in the name of the family reunions now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, every holiday, Father God, I thank you that there's something new that is being developed. There's something new, Father God, that the bitterness that have been caused between individuals, between sisters and brothers and sisters and siblings and parents, and Father God, that those things will be removed as far as the east is from the west. Father God, that there's a new spirit of love that is coming forth, Father God, a spirit of forgiveness now that is coming forth now in the name of Jesus, that households and generations and bloodlines, Father God, are being restored and being reset right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Oh, I thank you right now. Every ill-spoken word that has been spoken over each other, has been spoken by a sibling, been spoken by someone, Father God, that's over them. Father God, I cancel those words now in the name of Jesus. I renounce them, and I say, Father God, that these marriages, Father God, will be revived, and they will recover all. I declare it now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Let this be the era of recovery now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they start recovering, Father God, even the small things. Open their eyes that they can see the small things that you're recovering for them now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that those small things start to snowball into the big things, and the big things become humongous things, and humongous things become, Father God, gigantic things. And I don't know if that's how that works, but God, let it be in the name of Jesus. Let it be. I speak it now. I say it is done. I said it is done now. What is done in heavens is done on earth, Father God. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Father God. Let your words, Father God, let your feeling, let your spirit, Father God, saturate homes now. Pitch a tent over the homes now. In the name of Jesus, Father God, let praise break out in the homes. Let praise reports and testimonies come forth, Father God, how you're restoring marriages and restoring families and restoring relationships. Restoring generations now in the name of Jesus. Oh Father, I thank you for sending forth the breaker's anointing to break off every ill thing, that every worldly thing that has been trying to attach itself, Father God, to marriages, Father God, to bind it. I bind the system, Father God, the worldly system, Father God, now that operates through media and technology, Father God, and music, Father God, that glorifies the breaking up of marriages, breaking up of relationships, and glorifying it. I cancel it now in the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for bringing forth and bringing a light to marriages, Father God, that are coming forth, Father God, now in the name of Jesus. I thank you and I praise you, Father God, for this is truly a day that you have made. So, Father, thank you for this opportunity to pray. Thank you for this opportunity, Father God, to speak abundance over these people's lives now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, let thy glory, Father God, be upon this message, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the ones that are sharing, the ones, Father God, that are desire, Father God, to see not only their household, Father God, saved, but, Father God, and restored, but to see other households recover all, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let the abundance come forth in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Leave it to me to find a spot that God will speak. Come on now, y'all. I want y'all to declare today, yep, we shall recover all. Come on. All your generations. Come on. I want you to declare that. I want you to put that in the atmosphere, because we're going to stand in the gap too. We're going to come in agreement with you too, because if God did it for us, he'll do it for you. I want you to let the devil know we're recovering all. Every generation is going to recover more and more and more. Declare it over yourself. Amen. Thank y'all for coming on. Y'all make sure y'all share this with somebody. Because I'm telling you, we want all households. Listen, I'm talking about all households recovering all. It's things that people have missed. They don't even know they missed it. They don't know. But if they start talking about recovering all, God will start introducing them to the things that they've missed. These little things that we have forgotten about, God is going to bring it back to their memory so that they can actually get back everything that God wants. Help them out. Help them out. All it takes is a share. That's all. They can listen. All it takes is a share. Let's break the internet on the sharing. Y'all will break the internet. They'll break the internet on this garbage stuff. How people, families are breaking up and relationships are breaking up and things are being misused and abused and all of that stuff. You know, that stuff gets millions of likes. Y'all see how the world works. But when it's talking about let's restore family, let's restore generations, let's restore children, let's restore those things. That's what we're looking for. God is looking for a beacon. Will you be that beacon? Share it. Share it. Let's break the internet, because I'm telling you, I know God is able to do it, because he did it for me and he's still doing it. He's still doing it. We're entering into the abundance. When I told you all I can see was a half an acre, now my mind is on hundreds of acres. Not 100 acres, hundreds of acres. Gerald, what are you going to do with the hundreds of acres? Oh, I got a whole plan for it. I got a whole plan. God has showed me the plan. He showed me the plan. He has a plan. And I want God's plan, not my plan. That's why it's abundance. God has a plan for your family. He has a plan for your marriage. He has a plan for your children. He has a plan for it.
Don't abort the plan. Don't abort the, remember the scripture says, I had plans for you. I knew the plans that I have for you in your mother's womb. Plans for you. Don't miss them. Amen. Hey, y'all be blessed. Have a great day.
Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine position as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.